I'm going to try some bread rolls. I'm going to do two different types. This is going to be a really simple version. It's got three egg whites and one egg. So I'm using the egg replacer, and that means that I have put all together, and you can just see the instructions there, 4 teaspoons of the egg replacer, and then 5 tablespoons of water, and that is in there. I've just been blending that. Also in this is 25 grams of almond flour. It's tiny, tiny. I don't know. I think it's going to make 4 bread rolls. That's all. So 25 grams of almond flour. I have got 30 grams of coconut flour. I've got 1 tablespoon of psyllium husk and 1 teaspoon of baking powder in there. I'm going to top it with some sesame seeds, and it's going to have some sea salt as well. And the last ingredient, once I've combined those, is going to be 60 ml of hot water. The dry ingredients are in there. You can barely see them. They're so tiny. I'm now going to add 60 ml of water and the egg replacement and mix it some more. The wet ingredients are in there. Just gently mixing it around until it becomes dough-like, maybe 30 seconds. You don't want to over-mix it. Let the dough sit for a couple of minutes so that the flour absorbs the liquids. And if you need, if it looks too dry and you'll know sort of once you start handling it, then you might want to add some more hot water. And I think it's because I use the egg replacement that it's not as much liquid in there as the eggs that I would have used. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees. Whilst you are letting that sit for a couple of minutes, prepare some parchment paper or some really good non-stick Teflon sheet onto your baking sheet. And then you're going to split the dough into 4 equal balls and round them off. And then you can put the sesame seeds on top. And when you are handling the dough, make sure your hands are wet so it doesn't stick to your hands. Right, this is ridiculous. These 4 little mounds of flour are tiny. I mean, they've got a teaspoon of baking powder in, but are they going to rise or not? So I'm going to put a little cross in the top of that and then sprinkle with sesame seeds and then put them in the oven. Right, little crisscross in the top, sesame seeds sprinkled on the top. I'm going to put them in the oven at 180 degrees, which has preheated, for 25 minutes or until browned. Let's see how these turn out. Now, I haven't made bread for years and years, keto bread, and this is keto vegan, so we'll just have to see what they come out like. It might be disastrous. So I'm going to try another kind of bread. This time, this one has got, and this is American measurements, because there was no convert to ounces and grams and stuff like that. Not that I use ounces anymore, I just use grams. So this one is, I found this was a keto bread with brioche buns, but I'm not putting the sugar in. I want something savory, I don't want something sweet. So it has got 2 cups of almond flour that you can see there. And in this bowl, I've mixed the 1/4 cup psyllium husk powder, 1/4 cup coconut flour, and 2 teaspoons of baking powder, plus 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 4 large eggs. Now, what I've done with the all-gran egg replacement, I actually did the equivalent of 5 whole eggs, because I would imagine the all-gran egg replacement is a medium size egg for 1 teaspoon, etc., etc. Make sure you're following the instructions on that properly. Then I have got 1/4 cup of unsalted butter melted there, obviously vegan butter. 1/4 cup here of unsweetened almond milk. I'm going to put 1 teaspoon, no I'm not, I'm going to put 1 tablespoon of cider vinegar into this. And then if you want to make it a sweet brioche bun, you can add 1 teaspoon of sugar substitute as well. What I'm going to do now, the oven is on with the other bread in, but you want to preheat this one if you're just making this one to, and the instructions say 175 degrees C, and then you prepare a baking sheet with parchment paper, you mix the dry ingredients together, which I'm going to do in a sec, and then in a mixing bowl you whisk the wet ingredients, which is the melted butter, the almond milk, the cider vinegar, and until well combined. And if you're going to use a sweet mix, then put the sugar mix into that as well. Okay, so I'm going to start mixing things and I will come back in a sec. Right, so I've mixed these ingredients and they look, the wet ingredients, and it says mix until well combined, and I have, and they are curdling a little bit. So I'm going to chuck in the dry ingredients and mix that together, and let's hope that it works out okay. I love doing a recipe for the first time, and something that has to be so precise because it's bread, so I'm not doing my usual Rachel thing and just chucking stuff in. I am actually following a recipe. So here are the buns that I did earlier, the simple ingredients. They are tiny, they haven't grown at all. And are they, yeah, they could be soft on the inside, I think. I will let you know how they are. Not exactly what I was hoping for, but we are doing keto, no flour. So I will let you know what they taste like in a moment. So there we have it. A couple of keto buns with egg replacement. I have just tried one with some butter, some vegan butter melted, and it was actually pretty good. Now, once you've cooked them, you're meant to put them on a little sort of net, no mesh drying rack thing, no cooling rack. For some reason, I've let my children have all of mine. I thought I'd never need them because I don't really do baking. But I think I'm going to have to ask for one of those back. But here's a couple left. I'm going to see what they're like once they are cool. And because they haven't dried on a cooling rack, they might be a bit solid at the bottom. We'll see. I'm now going to continue making the other ones, the brioche version ones. Here's the dollop of dough from the second one. I think I'm going to call them the cider vinegar bread rolls because they're not brioche, because I haven't put the sugar in. So I'm going to divide that. It says to divide that into six portions. So you can see the size of it. Six should be a reasonable size. I'm going to assume, even though it's got 2 teaspoons of baking powder in, that they're not going to grow or rise that much. So I can squeeze them onto this pan. Here they are, six ready. I've sort of rolled them into balls and then squashed them down a little bit just to see if they're more bun-shaped when they come out. So they are going in the oven for 25 minutes at 175 degrees. So here are the apple cider vinegar buns. They're bigger than the other ones, bear with. Look, they're the tiny ones here compared. Yeah. So, and you've noticed I found a little rack for them to dry on. It's my grill rack. And I thought, yeah, I can use that instead. So I'll let you know what they taste like once they've cooled a bit. I'm very pleased to say that those second bread rolls, the bigger ones, were much nicer than the first ones. They had much less coconut flour in. I don't really like the taste of coconut. And the first ones were made mainly out of coconut flour. So these were better. Now, if you're hoping to have keto vegan bread and it tastes like the bread you remember from those days that you used to eat carbs, seriously disappointed. I am terribly sorry to say that. Mind you, if you find a recipe that actually works much better than mine, please share it with me and I will do a podcast on it. Now, you can see I actually went in and went all out for this. I've been so looking forward to bread and having like pulled pork in it and stuff like that. So I got some redefined pulled pork, which I love. That's really nice. I made myself some burger sauce and a coleslaw with red cabbage. And you can see I put all those together and tasted that. And I'm sorry I didn't record what it all looked like at the end, because I was like so excited about having this that I forgot. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe or follow. Don't forget, if you're listening to my podcast, I've also got it on a YouTube channel where you can see everything too, see the mistakes that I make and my tired eyes and things like that. So thank you for listening, and I will be with you next episode.